Jimmy steps in and does it. I mean, it's no different than any other position, any other thing we've done before there. Oh, they have a very good receiving core. They're all good. You know, Mike's fast. He's good after the catch. I'd say he's got rare speed. It's not good speed. It's, you know, it's fast as anybody we see. So he can take a short play and break it for a long run, or he can run through the defense. That also creates space for other guys, too, when your defense has to go deep with him. It creates more spaces in the short and intermediate areas. So, you know, he helps the passing game in a lot of different ways. And they move him around. I mean, it's not always in the same spot, so you have to find him. Just, you know, you have to be aware he is. Oh no, I think it's definitely part of the whole chess match. Yeah, I definitely think that's true. But I mean, you can't go fast and read defenses. I mean, you can't. You're just trying to get to the ball and run it. So I'd say there's an element of a change of pace, and that's true on defense as well. I mean, there's times you just got to get lined up and be ready to go because the ball's going to be snapped. You worry about the skies. You're just going to be out of position. And the same thing offensively. If you're going to go fast, then you can't, you know, sit around and see where they are and get in the right play because then you're not going fast. So, you know, there's a balance between those two. It kind of goes back and forth. And you know, if the team does more of one than the other, then, you know, then I'd say you play it accordingly. But, you know, that's pretty common of almost all offenses now, some element of, you know, fast tempo, moderate tempo, kind of a, you know, multiple play check with any tempo, see what they're in, get the best play, that type of thing. Teams, you know, change that pace. That's, you know, pretty common throughout the league. It's not, we do it, I mean, everybody else does it. Yeah, it definitely gives you something you can do there. And some of that's within a game and some of it's maybe from week to week, depending on what you're facing. So 1 week, maybe it's this, and the next week, maybe it's something a little bit different. And you can do some of that within the game of moving around. I mean, sometimes it depends on the player, depends on the team you're playing. Sometimes moving, you know, a guy around in a lot of different spots is not that easy during the game, and, you know, it can be a little bit confusing. Not even so much for him as the other guys. You know, like, who are you? Are you an N? Are you the Will? Are you the, you know, Sam, you know, and because they want to know who they're working with, too. And so it's, but, I mean, you can do it. You just got to, you know, do what you can do. If it's too much, then sometimes it can slow you down. But definitely as you match up against different offensive teams and systems throughout the course of the year, a player like Chandler could have a variety of different roles depending on what you had to defend. I mean, I think anytime you play a road game, you have to, you know, prepare for those, whatever those conditions are, if they're different from yours. So, yeah, I mean, we've had our hot days here. I mean, look, I don't think it's that big a deal. I mean, I really don't. We've been out here in training camp practicing in July and August, so we're as ready as we're going to be. We had the same situation 2 years ago, was it? Whatever year it was, we opened down there, 11. So, some guys weren't on the team, obviously, but there are plenty of guys that were on the team. So, whatever it is, it is. I'd say that's the least of our concerns. Our concerns are the Miami Dolphins. That's what we need to be concerned about, and that's what we are concerned about. I'd say, you know, how bright the sun is. I don't think that's pretty far down the list.